Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is November the 7th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Acts chapters 4 to 6. Have we set our priorities on prayer and preaching? We read in Acts chapter 6 verses 1 to 4 like this. Now in those days, when the number of the disciples were multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." At a time when the infant church in Jerusalem was doubly blessed with an increasing number of people coming to the Christian faith, along with an abundance of financial resources that came from various generous donations, the church started passing through some growing pains. Satan was actually using 2 methods to destroy the church that he had employed throughout history: internal dissension and external persecution. If Satan cannot destroy by attacks from without, he will seek to overthrow by dissensions from within. The growth of the church had made some administrative changes necessary within the church, and the time had now come for the New Testament church to get organized suitably. In the midst of great spiritual blessings, there arose out of a rift between the Greek-speaking Jews and the Hebrews or the Aramaic-speaking Jews. In those days, it was customary to make daily disbursements to the poor widows of the church who had no other means of support. Some of the believers who had been Greek-speaking Jews complained because their widows were not receiving the same treatment as the widows of the more traditional Hebrew-speaking Jews. This complaint came to the attention of the 12 apostles that now included the newly elected apostle Matthias. This was a time for the 12 apostles to make a decision concerning their priorities after evaluating their upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The 12 apostles realized that with the increasing growth of the churches, some provision would have to be made for handling these business matters. They themselves did not want to forsake the ministry of the Word of God in order to handle financial matters. So without spending much time in debating this matter, the 12 apostles called all the disciples together and asked them to seek out 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom. These men would be responsible for administering the charitable allocations for the widows. Upon the appointment of such men, the 12 apostles could give themselves to the ministry of which they were called, prayer and the ministry of the word, that is preaching. This solved the problem, and the word of God continued to spread in Jerusalem, resulting in the conversion of even some Jewish priests. This episode points to the primacy of the ministry of prayer and the word of God, which always keeps the death and resurrection of Christ in the foreground. The question to ask ourselves today is, have we set our priorities on prayer and preaching of God's word? Unless our spiritual leaders follow the examples of the apostles, our churches will not grow and prosper as they did during the first century.